Hey guys, welcome back. We are now in studio and we are now rebranded and our new name is Elevate. And today, guys, we have an amazing, incredible chef with us. And she's going to be talking to us about her journey and her story as it relates to being a chef and also a flight attendant at Delta. So we have Camelia in the house.
Hey y'all, I'm Camelia Forte.
I'm so excited to have you,
Thank
by the
you.
Way.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with me and sharing Absolutely. A space. So we got an opportunity to talk a little bit before going into recording. And so I got to hear your story. I'm really eager to jump into it. But first, I want to read your bio so that people officially know who you are.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Camelia Forte is a 34-year-old Thomasville, Alabama native. She has been in the kitchen ever since she can remember, being influenced by amazing women and great cooks such as her mother, Valerie Forte, and grandmother, Mary Penn. She credits her cooking talent to being anointed by God. I love that. Her heritage also plays a huge role in her cooking style. Her cuisine style honors both her Southern Alabama mom and Louisiana French Creole roots of her dad, Cal Wayne Forte. Camelia is the owner of Around the World Apron, which was founded in 2018 in memory of her late twin sister, Amelia Forte, who transitioned in 2010. Camelia is a vessel for Jesus Christ, who reaches souls through her Southern charm, cuisine, and storytelling.
That's right.
I love that. Like, you got it so right. Like, storytelling and food, like, it could get no better than that.
Yeah.
That is exactly what life is about. That's so. Right. It's amazing to read your story, hear your story, and be able to talk to you. But I always like to ask, like, what inspired you to get started?
Okay. Like I said, you said, I've been cooking ever since I can remember. Mm-hmm. I think the one thing that intrigued me when it came to cooking is the food that I hadn't had and the food that I didn't know about. So yes. I'm a Southern girl. My granny always made salmon croquettes. Ooh. But believe it or not, I didn't know that salmon, came actual salmon fish. Mm-hmm. I'd only had it in the can.
Really?
And so when I got to college, I was mm-hmm. student at Alabama A&M. I was learning about all these different foods.
Right.
My curiosity was, how can I cook them? What do they pair with? Yeah. Flavoring. Mm-hmm. I have a love for science. I've always been good at science. So I consider myself like a kitchen chemist.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's go kitchen chemist.
Yeah, because a lot of the foods that I cook, believe it or not, I've never eaten because I ended up transitioning to a plant-based diet in 2018.
That's incredible.
And so it's just about putting the flavors together and just letting God use me because I really let him use me when it comes to just putting things together.
Yes.
He gives me recipes. Sometimes I'll wake up with a recipe.
That is incredible. It's like, I'm getting excited just hearing this.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're moving in a grace. And you're almost getting like these downloads of like recipes that you've never even thought of.
That's right.
And then you try it out and I assume it's incredible.
It is. And even the stuff, like I said, that I haven't tasted, I have to trust my clients, my family, my granny. My granny is very hard critic, okay?
Oh.
And she's a very good cook, too. Mm-hmm. And she'll tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. In order for me to get her to try my plant-based food, because she wasn't even going to try it, I couldn't tell her it was vegan. I made vegan mac and cheese the first time for her.
Yeah.
And this girl is good. Then after she gave the compliment, that's when you unload and say, oh, by the way, granny, it's vegan.
Yes.
I can actually taste
right.
it.
Right, oh, right,
you know,
the second.
That type thing, yeah.
No, I love that. And it sounds like it's like an intergenerational gift. So the ability to learn from granny and from mom and to pass that down, I'm sure you would want to pass it to your kids in the future.
Absolutely, my future six kids.
Yes, oh, six, girl. My mother at six, and we're all 1 year apart. And I still don't know how she did it.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So six kids, I all for it. Yeah. But I can imagine your house full of love, a whole bunch of kids, cooking, that's enjoying each other and fellowship, and that's incredible.
That's right. Claim it. I'm
Yes.
That.
So tell me more about like your journey as a chef. What have been some of your highs and some of your lows?
Okay. So I would say my journey as a chef officially, mm-hmm. I founded my business in 2018.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it was just a moment. I was on a flight with a Delta flight attendant. Her name was Jenna Schaefer. And she told me that she was eating a plant-based diet. And I was like, girl, I don't think I can do it. I had a friend in college who tried to get me to go plant-based. Mm-hmm. I said, my family will disown me because when I go home, that means I'm rejecting meat mm-hmm. and everything. In the South, we're big on accepting food. Even if you're going to take it to go, you don't eat it then. Right. You know, it's a compliment to accept people's food.
Yeah.
And so for me, I started battling with depression because I was finally in Atlanta by myself, away from my comfort zone, and it was really hitting me as far as, like, my twin sister not being with me.
Absolutely.
Even in my home moments, I would wish she was there, and so cooking became therapy for me.
Yeah,
and it was a way for me to channel my emotions.
Yeah.
And to be productive. Mm-hmm. And then also it was a way for me to work on my mental health, my physical health. I ended up, at that time, I gained like over 30 pounds.
Wow.
And I didn't even realize how heavy I was. Like, I look back at my pictures and I'm like, that's not me.
Right.
And so the motivation was to change my diet.
Right.
And to, like I said, have a way, an outlet, and to honor God, to serve people. Because I do believe in serving is the best way. You know, serving people, serving God, bringing people closer to Him. So when you ask about high moments, I feel like one of the highest moments I've had was being able to cook for one of my favorite artists who was a vegan as well, Jermaine Dupri.
Wow.
And I think that God is so intentional. And, you know, people always, you feel like you have to meet all these different people doing networking. But I feel like when God has something for you, He'll give you a window if that door is closed.
That's right.
And so I was riding Jermaine Dupri on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And He wasn't opening the message at first. And then I saw he started to actually leave me on red. Like, I could see that.
I see that.
I said, so he's looking. That's all I need.
Right.
And so when I would cook different dishes, I would tag him in the post.
Yeah.
And so I was at home for Christmas, and I made this. I called it a white sauce spinach pasta.
Ooh.
And it had cherry tomatoes, like a white cream sauce.
Yes.
And I served it for my family. Mm-hmm. We had gone to Mobile, to my family's house down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he saw it on my story, and he literally replied and said, need some of that.
Let's go.
And I'm showing my mom the message. And I'm just like, in awe. And I'm like, let me play it cool. Well, actually, right now I'm in Alabama. Because right then I was ready to get on the road and go to Atlanta and, like, take the food to him.
Right.
And so I was patient. I said, okay, when I get back, I'm going to make it. And in my mind, I'm like, I got to make sure I make it the exact same way.
Uh-huh.
And so that kind of just, it was a kickoff for me. I was
That's
able
incredible.
To serve him, studio, his artists, his family, his friends. And also in his personal home. And that made me feel good. It made me feel good, you know, to know that I was trusted.
Yes.
I would say a low moment. Mm-hmm. And I may be in that moment now. In February, it was a little after February, let's say May.
Mm-hmm.
My home that I lived in for almost 3 years, mm-hmm. I lost. Which that's a whole nother story.
Right.
But I ran my business there. And so, you know, I became homeless, and it was like, okay, well, how am I going to cook?
Wow.
I lost most of my clientele because I was not able to
keep up. Yeah.
And so I began staying with friends, cooking at this friend's house, that friend's house. And for a moment, it was low, but then I thought about it, and I looked at it like this. I said, you know what? Think about college days. I had nothing, and that was like the happiest moment of my life.
Wow.
And so I started to depend on God and trust Him and said, you know what? You are my resource. Provide the sources.
That's right.
I mean, you're my source. Provide the resources that I need.
Yes.
And so I would call friends like, hey, do you mind if I come cook in your kitchen?
Yes.
Of course they don't mind because
guess what?
They get the leftovers. Yeah. And so it was just about being creative and navigating through the storm and just trusting God through it all.
Oh, my goodness. You don't understand that. You just talking to you right now, it lifts me up.
Thank
your story.
You. Thank you.
Hearing how you overcame loss.
Yeah.
You're talking about the most traumatic loss. Somebody that was you, your twin. You were able to overcome that, start your own company. navigate through all the circumstances to be able to do that.
That's right.
Saw a window of opportunity for your favorite artist, jumped on it, and was trusted. And then after all that, years later, to have to lose everything, essentially, it looks like that you built. But what's incredible is that everything that you, even though it felt like, oh, I lost, you didn't lose anything because everything you had was inside of you. And that's why you were able to continue creating, continue cooking, and continue using what you have.
Yeah. And actually, an interesting fact is most of my cooking videos, if you guys do, check out my Instagram, Chef Camellia Forte, and also Around the World Apron, all one word.
Around the World Apron.
It was the week that I was literally being put out of my home. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what? Then the things that I had planned to do, mm-hmm. I was running out of time.
Right.
And so most of my videos, I literally made, edit, and created in that week before
wow.
I had to go.
That's incredible.
I did.
What kind of, like, what people that may not know what that's like to push through that type of adversity, what would you say was what helped you? What inspired you to keep going?
I think what helped me most was God's word and his promise. And
Amen.
Just realizing that everything is a season. And I had to remind myself, I know I've sown good seeds. I know I've been
yes.
intentional.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is going to work together
That's
for the
right.
good of God, for those who love God, right?
Yes.
And I remember I would quote to myself this scripture because I was watching a lot of TJ's.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the scripture says, if a host tries to encamp
yes.
in my heart,
yes.
I will have no fear. Like
yes.
in this too, basically I'll overcome war.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I would say God's word helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna act like people because God had given me a season of isolation.
Wow.
And I'd also
Ooh,
felt because I was the helper and I helped so many people. I'm the strong friend.
Yeah.
I strayed away from asking for help
yeah.
because it's like, okay, Camellia, if you ain't making it, and I'm supposed
right.
to be the motivation,
mm-hmm.
what is that going to look like to them?
Right.
You know?
Right. But I think it's almost like how do I say it? Not deception, but it's not real, right? Because being the strong friend,
That's
I understand
right.
relating to you a lot of times is so hard to, like, ask for help when we're at the end of the rope. And we feel like, oh, if we ask for help, they're going to look at us like, wait, you're supposed to be strong. No, how are you going to ask me? You're the helper asking.
Right.
But I think it is part of vulnerability and understanding that people sometimes are waiting for you to help them. And then there may be seasons when you might be to yourself and isolated.
And that was a big learning thing. I learned vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
I learned being able to just stand in my truth. Here it is. This is what
mm-hmm.
it is. And I feel like the biggest thing I can say is even when people look at me, I don't look like what I've been through.
Mm-mm.
I was sharing my testimony at a church conference.
Wow.
I go to Elizabeth Baptist Church.
Nice.
And we had a WOW, Women of Worship Conference.
I love it.
And I feel like nobody could believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people try to box you in and feel like you have this perfect life.
Yeah.
But if people really know, you know, what I've been through,
mm-hmm.
I think it would motivate them to just say, just keep going.
Yeah.
You know, just keep going.
It's a testament for a lot of other people out there, especially women, that have encountered so much and sometimes are paralyzed because of circumstances and they cannot. It's almost like there's something keeping them from pursuing after their dreams and goals.
Right. And I've experienced that fear, that paralyzation personally,
mm-hmm.
because when you feel like you've built all this and you lose it, then
yeah.
what? But then that was a moment of self-reflection for me
yeah.
to say, okay, I've anchored myself to a house, materialistic,
mm-hmm.
to friends,
right. mm-hmm.
materialistic, to things that will change.
Yes.
And so when those things change, should that change me?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn to anchor myself to God because that's the one thing that isn't changing, no matter what
that's
I may
right.
be going through.
That's right. That's so powerful. Tell me, how does your gift of cooking, like your grace of cooking, how does all of those things that you talked about influence that?
Okay. I would say the biggest thing is realizing what food does to our mental health. I know that's something
Tell
we
us,
discussed
I would love
earlier.
To hear.
And so a lot of people don't know, but mental illness runs in my family. Mm-hmm. So my brother, who is 11 months older than my twin sister and I, we used to, you know, Irish twins because mm-hmm. we're that close. Yes. He has schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. He had a nervous breakdown pretty much shortly after my sister passed away. They were very close. Mm-hmm. And so he suffers from schizophrenia. My mom has two brothers, my uncle Willie and my uncle Ronnie. They both have schizophrenia. And they are in a mental rehabilitation center. They've pretty much lived there.
Right.
My dad's sister, my auntie Paulette, who I look a lot alike as well, she suffers from bipolar disorder.
Wow.
And so it's close-knit. It's right there. It's right there. So one thing I will say, though, is the devil knows how to control your mind. Because when you think about it, your mind controls everything. It controls what you want to eat, everything. So it starts, first of all, with the mind thing.
Right.
And so we have to first have the will to want to do better.
Yeah.
And then just taking it one day at a time, realizing that things like sugar, you know, everything is okay in moderation.
Right.
But extreme sugar causes chemical imbalances in us.
That's right.
So if you're already predispositioned to certain diseases, certain mental illnesses, you're going to increase it by things you eat.
Right.
Leafy vegetables, they're good for B12. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, realizing that you have to balance.
Yeah.
Making food fun. Mm-hmm. I love garlic spinach.
Me too.
And yeah. And so just realizing that it begins, like I said, mindset and your diet.
Yeah.
Think about it. God put all this food here for us to eat, right? Mm-hmm. All these vegetables and stuff. It's medicine and food. Yes. It's healing and food.
I love that.
And so just realizing that, you know, you don't have to beat anybody down that eats a certain way because most of the time it's what you've learned.
Right.
You know, like I whoever would have thought I would have been eating a plant-based diet. Mm. And so it's just basically exposure, acceptance, and willing to be able to change your mindset and asking God to help you when it's hard.
Yeah. Oh, this is so good advice, and I think it's helping so many people.
Yeah.
The food as medicine. I've heard that so many times. I hear my mom's voice in the back of my head right now. Food is medicine. And I'm like, what is she talking about? But to hear you say that, it really, truly is. And what you eat does determine your mood. I know there are times when I eat certain things and I'm like, ooh, why did you do that to yourself? You start to feel like remorse and bad. And so there is a connection. And I think sometimes we don't really think about that, how it does affect our mood, our well-being, and our mental health.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, tell us more about what your plans are. Like, you've been doing chef, you've been flight attendant, and also you have your chef company. What are your plans? What do you envision in the next, like, 3 years with your business?
In the next 3 years, my goal is pretty much the name of my business is Around the World Apron.
Around the World Apron, yes.
And so my goal is to feed the world. Feed the world through storytelling.
That's incredible.
To reach people, to share my testimony, to be on a nationwide stage.
Yes.
And just to build teams of people, build teams of chefs.
Wow.
I have business plans as far as platforms, things that make it easier for not only everyday chefs, but the mom and pop restaurants.
Wow.
And so entrepreneurial side, inventions that I have.
Wow.
And like I said, it's all things that God has given me.
Yes.
So I'm not even going to say the next 3 years. We're just going to hope this year is
over.
That's
right.
And just to be able to use my platform to change our community.
Yeah.
I'm from a small town, and, you know, I'm not putting down anything when it comes to what we know or what we eat. But I will say that even when I wrote my plant-based cookbook, and I was very thankful, my city they put in the newspaper, people were shocked because they had never even heard of a plant-based diet.
Really?
Yeah.
From where your town?
Yeah, my town, Thomasville, Alabama. Population 4,009.
Yeah. Has it grown since, or is it still?
It might have grown a little, but then as it's growing, people are moving out.
Okay, got it. So it balances right back at that number.
Good balance. And so eventually my goal is to just be able to do what I love, and that's cook for people, serve. Mm-hmm. Build other people, disciples that love to serve and cook.
Yeah.
And for us to just change the world as far as our diets, making things easier for us. Because when you think most people would eat better if it was more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
If it
absolutely.
Was cheaper, and
absolutely.
If they had the time.
Absolutely.
So that's what I pride on my clients. My clients know when I walk in that door, you got somebody to vent to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to uplift you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to cook you a good meal. And you're
yes.
not going to have to lift a finger. Don't go grab a napkin. Don't go get your juice out the fridge. I'm going to serve you from head to toe.
I love
and
it.
And then I'm going to make sure I clean everything up, take out the trash, and leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone, what's that helping? Mental health. It's
yes.
helping your clarity. It's helping your productivity level.
Yes.
And I feel like everybody should be able to experience that. You know, we look at chef as a luxury service. But honestly, if money wasn't an issue, I wouldn't charge people to cook.
Wow.
I would let people sponsor me to say, you know what, this is a family.
Yeah.
They need someone to come in and cook for them.
Wow.
This is someone who's suffering from an illness, come in. Because we can heal people through food.
Wow. This is so incredible. And I'm thinking about like so many things at once as you're speaking. But one of the things that come to me is decisions, like decisions concerning policies and business and grand decisions are made on the basis of food.
Right.
When decisions are made, we come together, we're eating, whether it's lunch dates. I know that's one of my ways when with my donors, I'm like, let's go on a lunch date. And through food, these very important decisions are made. It's been since I don't know how long, beginning of time.
If
you even think about Abel and Cain and the offering that was given was food. And the twins in the Bible, I'm drawing a blank, but help me out here. Was it Jacob and Esau through food?
Right, and then Esau,
gave away, right.
His but through food,
for a plate of
that
food.
That must have been some good soup. Lentil soup, I think it was.
I love it.
Yeah.
It must have been good, but
yeah.
he gave it away. So, but these decisions made on the basis of food, and I think just understanding the vast, the importance of it. And then it's a basic need. Like, you cannot survive or live without it.
That's right. That's right. But on that same note, you know, you can't live or survive without it. But I think we have learned to live to eat, you know, literally living to eat. I practice fasting Monday through Thursday.
I love it.
And in that time, I'm in my word because the Bible says man cannot live on
that's
bread
right
alone.
That's right.
I literally underestimated that statement because when I was depressed, when I would go to food.
Wow.
Well, guess what I go to now? I am able to go to my word.
Yes.
I'm able to go to my word.
I love that. And that is one of the symptoms of depression. We also like to talk about mental health. And so one of the symptoms is overeating or sometimes loss of appetite.
That's right.
And so sometimes people, I think I heard my pastor, shout out to Apostle Brian Meadows, talking about this on Sunday, as sometimes when you're going through depression, you tend to isolate and then find your favorite foods and overindoge. But you're harming yourself by
doing
that.
That's right, because it's temporary satisfaction. Mm-hmm. Like you said, afterwards, remorse. After remorse, wanting to do better.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes you got to hit that bottom to be like, you know what, I'm going to do better. Let me just, you know, put healthy foods in my house. Let me go ahead and plan what I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
And just be intentional about living.
If you can, I love that. And if you can give any, like, concrete advice about people may not know, like, how to even organize their meals or how to start, what advice would you give to the average person?
I would say start simple. Even though, like, I personally eat a plant-based diet, I was talking to one of my friends because she's going to be a bride. She's going to be a bride, in August of next year. And, you know, she was just basically confiding to me saying she wants to lose weight. Mm. I said, you know, it just starts with one meal at a time. I think we tend to look at the bigger picture.
Overwhelm ourselves.
Small things, replacements. You know, you love sodas. Sometimes get you a sparkling water, maybe throw some fruit in there and a cute little cocktail glass.
I like that. Yeah, it makes it taste better.
just very small things.
Mm-hmm.
I know something that's popular on Instagram is like, what can you eat with $10?
Really?
What chef
I
can you make
with
$10? I
would love to know that.
Yeah. So get you some eggs, some spinach.
Okay.
If you're a meat person, get you some meat.
Mm-hmm.
Make you a little breakfast bowl.
Ooh,
that
yes.
same meal can transition
do
to
that
a
tomorrow.
Lunch meal. Make it into a like fried rice
dinner,
you know? So basically just thinking of ways that you can use what you have and make it different ways. And if you're not creative, again, Chef Camellia Forte.
Yes.
I'm happy to help. I'm happy to do consultation for anybody that needs it.
Thank you so much. And how can people, if they're interested, consultation or in your services, how could they reach you?
Okay.
And what would that look like?
Yes. So I'm not rich yet. Remember, I said when I am, I would love to be able to cook for free, or even if money wasn't an option. Mm-hmm. So right now, if you were to book Chef Camellia Forte, you can reach out to me via email, Camellia, C-A-M-E-L-I-A dot Forte at yahoo.com, by text, 916-538-4520. It's a Google Voice number, but you can text, you know, for consultation as well.
Yeah.
Direct message on Instagram,
awesome.
One word, Chef Camellia Forte, or Instagram, Around the World Apron.
Awesome.
I am also on Thumbtack,
okay.
If you Google Chef Camellia Forte. However, those price for those leads can be a little expensive, you know, just because it would be different if it was a guaranteed client. But it's just
right.
a lead, you know. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't always lead to anything.
So your preference is the other
my preference
social media
is
or
to
the
reach
text.
Me through social media, yes.
Okay, amazing. And if you can, as we're closing, I feel like you just have this grace on you to encourage.
Thank you.
Part of your work and your anointing and your grace is cooking, serving, and encouragement. You can encourage the listeners out there that might be dealing with something difficult that they have not been able to get past. Any words of encouragement for them?
I would say when you think of intentionality, I think that's the biggest thing. So instead of waking up every morning, like, what am I going to do? Already have planned what you're going to do for that next day, right?
I love that.
Even if you're off, if that's self-care, if that's, you know what, when I wake up, I'm going to get up at 8. I'm going to go for a 30-minute walk.
I like that.
I'm going to eat this for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call a friend I haven't talked to in a while.
I love it.
I am going to have a therapy session because
I had a
long night.
Yeah.
And just basically using the free resources that you have, being able to talk to friends, going to church, surrounding yourself with people, having a village.
I love
it. One thing I like to do is I'm a thinker, and sometimes I can overthink. So those nights before bed that I can't sleep, I like to journal everything that I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make sense. It may just be every thought that's in my head, because if I can get it out and put it on paper, then it's out of my head.
I love it.
It's out of my head. And
thank
I can
you.
Get a good rest.
That's so good.
And have a productive day the next day.
Yes. I love that, guys. I want to keep Camellia forever. She's amazing. No, I love that, especially the journaling part.
Yeah.
I'm an overthinker, too. And if I don't get it out of my head, I'm going to dream it and keep thinking it.
Yeah.
So I am going to go back to journaling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And just keeping God first, keeping God first, seeking the kingdom, heaven, and everything else will follow.
Wow.
Literally everything else will follow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so incredible. Guys, this is Camellia Forte. You have to follow her, please. She's amazing. Not only is she a chef, but she is a motivational speaker.
Thank you.
She's an encourager. She is a servant at the highest order. And she's a flight attendant. So, I mean, all things. And so we're so grateful.
Thank you.
That you shared this platform with us. And again, how can people follow you on your social media platform?
Yes. And I also forgot to mention Facebook. If you're on Facebook, I do have a page, Chef Camellia Forte, where I feature fitness.
Nice.
Great meals and motivation.
I love it.
Instagram, Chef Camellia Forte, and also Instagram, Around the World Apron. Thank you guys so much for your support in advance.
Thank you. And I'll make sure I follow you too after this.
Okay. Yeah.
But guys, we appreciate you again. Thank you so much for tuning in to Elevate. We are going to continue bringing inspiring content like this to you. This is content that we believe matters most to you, that inspires, encourages you to your next level. Stay tuned, guys. We love you.